This is Chairman Richko. Welcome to the September 17, 2020 meeting of the Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our conference call moderator, Herb August, to provide instructions for members of the public about how the meeting will be conducted.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. However, there will be opportunity to comment on certain resolutions following council discussion, as well as general public comment period at the end of the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should press star 9 on their phones to raise their hands. Each caller will then be placed in a queue. When it's your turn to speak, I will identify you by the last 4 digits of your telephone number and your line will be unmuted. When you make a comment, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. When you're finished speaking, please indicate that you're done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to 1 comment per resolution and 1 comment during the general public comment at the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Herb. For council members, as a reminder, in an effort to minimize background noise, your lines will be muted by staff during the parts of the meeting where there are reports or presentations. When I call for a motion and second, and when it's time for council comment, your lines will be unmuted. I'm still going to ask you all to mute and unmute yourselves during this time. So please be sure to keep your phone muted unless you are speaking to minimize background noise. Also, if council members wish to make a comment or ask a question, it is important to identify yourself before speaking. Please speak slowly and clearly so that everyone can hear the discussion and make every effort to refrain from speaking over each other. When you have finished speaking, kindly state that you have finished your comments. Thank you. Ned, please call the roll.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James. Paul Richko.
Here.
Michael Sebetich. Michael Sebetich?
I know he was on the line.
Yeah, he was on the line. I don't see him anymore. We might have lost him. Hold on. Continue, Annette.
Okay. Dan Van Abs.
Present.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Robert Walton.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Would you please also call the roll of Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Christine LaRocca.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Terry Green.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
Ranji Prasad.
Here.
Herb August.
Here.
Carol Dickton.
Here.
Tom Taglerini.
Here.
Lauren Nathan LaRusso from the governor's office.
Here. Here, thank you.
And Dag Jason Kane.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Annette. Will you please read the Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et sec. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. Pursuant to the declared COVID-19 public health emergency and state of emergency, and in order to maintain recommended social distancing practices, the meeting is being conducted by means of teleconference. As stated in the public notice, any interested party may participate by telephone. The notice also advises that participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, September 18th, 2020.
Can you please all join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America,
to the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of July 16, 2020 meeting. May I have a motion and a second? And please remember to identify yourself as you are making the motion. Who would like to make that motion?
Council Member Vizioli will move that.
Moved by Council Member Vizioli. We need a second.
Rob Walton will second it.
Okay, Bob Holtaway has seconded. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any council discussion? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler. Councilmember Francis.
Abstain.
Did you say abstain?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Wasn't sure. I didn't hear you. Councilmember Holtaway.
Here. I mean.
Okay. Councilmember James. Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Van Abt.
Could you hear me? I'm not sure. This is Mike Sebetich. Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Thank you.
Councilmember Van Abt.
I will abstain as I was not on the council at that time. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
They were in the middle of a vote.
Chairman Richco.
Yes.
No, we're muted by them.
Okay, there's somebody on. Is that Council Member Dressler?
It is.
Okay, welcome.
Thanks
for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, Chairman's report. Just a few things I'd like to cover in my report. First, I would like to note the passing of a friend and former colleague, Kathleen Karen. Kathleen was the Passaic County Open Space Coordinator for 16 years. She and I had the opportunity to work together during my time as a member of the Passaic County Open Space and Farmland Preservation Committee. Her contributions to open space, farmland, and historic site preservation are significant and have been recognized by the Passaic County Board of Chosen Freeholders, the municipalities of Passaic County, the Open Space Committee, and many residents throughout the county and state. She will be greatly missed, but the results of her efforts will endure. Before I move on to the next item in my report, I'd like our moderator to open council members' lines in case any of them would like to add anything about Kathleen. I know Council Member Sabatich was the chairman of the Passaic County Open Space Committee. I'm sure he'd like to say something.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will open the lines right now.
Okay. Council Member Sabatich?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yes. So I'm going to repeat a little bit of what Carl just said, because I knew Kathleen Karen mainly through the Passaic County Open Space Committee. She was our coordinator when I was chair of the county committee for the first 13 years of its existence. And some of you may not be aware of her extraordinary service. She helped schedule our meetings, took notes at our meetings, and she was our committee connection to the County Freeholder Board. Kathleen was a strong advocate for purchasing open space for preservation and our committee recommendations for purchasing land for preservation were always honored by the Freeholder Board. Unfortunately, Passaic County no longer accepts applications for land preservation. Be that as it may, going back to Kathleen, every year after the applications for open space funds were completed and received at Kathleen's office, after we reviewed and discussed the open space applications, Kathleen scheduled site visits to the municipal locations that applied. Our committee members would pile into a small en route where we discuss the details of the next stop. She gave each of us a set of documents describing the applicant's request for funds. And ahead of time, Kathleen contacted a representative at each site when we arrived. That was a lot of work on her part. Our site visit scheduled on either a Saturday or a Sunday when most committee members could assemble. And that was an extra full day of work for Kathleen. The point about all this is that Kathleen did an enormous amount of work which streamlined the function of our committee. Kathleen told me that one of the things she enjoyed was receiving postcards from friends and relatives from wherever they traveled. Thus, she encouraged them to send cards. Assuming that that all happened, there must be a bunch of postcards somewhere among her belongings. Page two. Kathleen was a dedicated environmentalist, and she would regularly alert our committee to items of concern, such as proposed pipelines and controversies about regulations of both local and national interest. I will end with a happy visual memory. I like to joke about her car, which was both hidden and in full view in the parking lot. What do I mean? Well, there was not an environmental sticker that Kathleen did not like, and she posted them all over her vehicle. So you couldn't see her car for the stickers, but then you could see her car because of all the stickers. That's somewhat of an exaggeration, but it is a happy and memorable one. So yes, we will miss Kathleen Karen. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Savatich. Any other council members would like to say anything about Kathleen? All right. I don't hear any. And Mike, I certainly agree with you. And I think you will agree with me when I say that she was really one of the nicest people that anyone could ever know or work with.
Yes. And besides all that I said, she was just a wonderful, beautiful person. Yes.
Certainly was. Next, I'd like to welcome our newest council member, although he is certainly not new to the Highlands Council. We've all worked with him in the past, and many of the staff know him well. Dr. Dan Van Abs was Senior Director for Planning and Science with the Council from 2007 to 2012. He is currently an Associate Professor at Rutgers University, has over 35 years of experience in water resources and environmental management. In addition to working with us, he's held roles at New Jersey Water Supply Authority and the NJDEP. Dan is also a professional planner. We simply don't have sufficient time here to go through all his credentials, but welcome, Dan. This is not by any stretch your first council meeting, but it is your first meeting as a council member, and we all look forward to working with you. Here again, I'll ask our moderator to open council member lines in case any of them would like to add anything.
Carl, I opened up the lines.
Okay. And any council members?
Yeah, this is Mike Savatich. I've known Dan for many, many years, and I've worked with him on different venues. And I look forward to working with him on this council. Welcome. Thank you.
Good. Any other council members?
Mike Ressler.
Yes. Council.
I remember Dan from when I first started on the Highlands Council. He's going to be a great member, reasonable person, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Dressler. Any other council members?
Yes, Bob Holtaway.
Yes, Bob.
You know, I was very, very disappointed when you left and retired and left us high and dry, and I'm very glad to see you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other council members?
Vice Chairman Kurt Alstead.
Yes.
Dan, I just wanted to welcome you back, and you and I go all the way back to our childhood growing up in Parsippany next to one another. So it's good to be reunited yet again on the Highlands Council.
Thanks, Kurt. We won't get into any stories on that.
No stories at all.
Right.
Any other council members? All right. Dan, would you like to say a few words?
Certainly. Thank you very much for your welcome, and I'm very pleased to be able to help with the Highlands Council's functions as a member. It's very strange to be on the other side of the virtual table. I only regret that we are not meeting in person, because I would love to have the opportunity to see everybody and to be in a meeting room. But if all goes well, we'll do that sometime, perhaps next year. Thank you.
We will. Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's Mike Dressler.
That's true, Mike.
I don't understand, Dan, when you go from working with an agency that you're making money with to come back to work with them that you're not making any money.
That's supposed cool, to be Dan, the other way around, isn't it? Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to the challenges, and I've already stepped up on a couple of functions that the council is doing. So I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Welcome again, Dan, and I don't think there's anyone that would be more qualified looking at your resume to be joining the council, and I hope we'll be working together for many years. For the last item in my report.
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Yes.
Can I just pause you for one moment?
Yes.
Christine or Gabrielle, I think that Judge Dressler has not had an opportunity to vote on the approval of the minutes. Is that something that we can do at this point?
Yeah, I think we can reintroduce the resolution to vote on the minutes, and then Annette can redo the roll. I think Judge Dressler joined just as the vote was being completed.
Right, and since we have only 7 votes at this point, I think it's important to include him.
All right, a good point. I didn't know that we only had 7. Christine, should I reintroduce that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. All right, let me go back and...
Sorry to interrupt.
I didn't know we just had 7. All right. So on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the July 16th, 2020 meeting. May I please have a motion in a second? It was moved by Council Member Vizioli and seconded by Council Member Holtaway.
Point of order, Chairman?
Yes.
Not to be a stickler for the rules, but we've had motions passed before, and I'm sorry, failed before, and there's a rule about how they can be brought up again and redone. So the rules are, as I understand them, that this did not pass. We had 7 votes. And it has to be brought up at the next meeting and has to be moved by somebody who wasn't, I think any of us can move it since we all voted for it and it didn't have enough votes, but it just can't, you can't have a resolution that fails to pass and then reintroduce it 5 minutes later.
Okay, that's a good point. I was going to ask Council Member Dressler to make the motion, but I'll ask our legal team if that is the case, that we should wait to the next meeting, which shouldn't be a problem.
Let's table it for the next meeting, and then it can be reintroduced at that time.
Okay, I don't think we have to table it. I think that
we'll have it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay, I don't think that is a problem.
Sorry to have been 2 minutes late.
That's all right. Annette, can you verify for me that we had 7 votes on this?
Yes, I have I have Councilmember Alstead, Councilmember Holtaway, Councilmember Sebetich, Councilmember Vizioli, Councilmember Vodin, Councilmember Walton, and Chairman Richko.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We will have that for the next agenda. All right. For the last item in my report, I want to take a moment to acknowledge a departing council member. As is the chairman's right, I would like to introduce a resolution not on the agenda, but which has been provided to all council members in advance. I will now read the resolution into record. It's a resolution 2020, commending council member Tracy Carluccio for her dedication and service to the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. Whereas the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act has created a public body, corporate and politic, with corporate succession known as the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. And whereas Tracy Carluccio was duly appointed by the governor of the state of New Jersey to serve as a member of the Highlands Council in October 2004 and has served without interruption for nearly 16 years. And whereas member Carluccio has been instrumental in advancing the goals of the Highlands Act, demonstrating unwavering commitment to the protection of the precious natural resources of the Highlands region. And whereas during development and adoption of the regional master plan, member Carluccio passionately advocated for the protection of the water quality and quantity of the Highlands region. And whereas during her tenure on the council, member Carluccio served on numerous committees, including audit evaluation as chair, agriculture, natural resources, personnel, public participation, and resource protection and review. And whereas member Carluccio has demonstrated a deep commitment to protection of the New Jersey Highlands, remaining consistently engaged on all matters brought before the council for consideration. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Highlands Council hereby commends council member Carluccio for her dedication to the mission of the Highlands Council and her service the people of the state of New Jersey in this capacity. Now, therefore, it be further resolved that the Highlands Council hereby authorizes its executive director to transmit this resolution recognizing Councilmember Carluccio's significant contributions to the long-term protection of the New Jersey Highlands region to Governor Philip D. Murphy and the sponsors of the Highlands Act. We need a motion and a second on this resolution.
So moved.
Okay, moved.
I'll second the motion.
Dressler, seconded by Council Member Bolton. Was that you?
That was me.
Yes, okay. Discussion, would any council members like to add to this discussion?
This is Mike Sabatich. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, is Tracy on the line there?
Well, she is on the line. I'm going to ask Tracy to say a few words at the end.
I just want to say Tracy has been a stalwart of this council as long as I've been there. And if there's any committee council member that should not leave, that's Tracy. And I'm sorry that she's going to leave our council, and I wish her the best, and I want to appreciate all the effort that she put into this council. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Sabatich. Any other council members?
Rich, Mike Dressler.
Yes, Mike.
I just want to thank Tracy for all her years of service on the Highlands Council. What was that?
Okay, we have some background noise.
Yeah, just want to thank Tracy for all her years of service to the Highlands Council. She was a dedicated member and as passionate as you could get about what she believed should be done with the Highlands Council.
Thank you, Council Member Dressler. Any other council members?
Yeah, this is Chairman.
Yes, Council Member Walton.
Okay, so first I apologize for my kids entering the room in the background. But
okay. Now we know who to blame. All right.
Yes.
You should take them. You should take them to Disney World.
you're singing my wife's song. She says the same thing. I just want to commend Tracy for her courage. You know, I think it goes without saying that I think Tracy's been wrong an awful lot. I'm sure she would say the same about me. But it takes real courage to be the lone dissenting vote on an issue. It takes courage to pick apart a resolution and go through it item by item the way that Tracy has on numerous occasions. And it's very easy to sit back and to let things roll along, but it takes real courage, as I said, to speak your mind, to stand your ground, and to follow through with the no vote, even though you might have 13 or 14 or 12 other people voting yes. And I just think that's a remarkable quality of Tracy, and I commend her for her courage in sticking her to her guns and her commitment to her values. That is rare in politics today, and she should be commended for it.
Thank you, Council Member Walton. Any other council members?
Yes, sir.
Vice Chairman Allstedt.
Yes.
How are you, Carl? I just wanted to equally commend and recognize Tracy for her long tenure. She and I are the only two remaining charter members of the council, having served since Governor McGreevy appointed us back in 2004. And we've certainly been on opposite sides of some very spirited debates about Highland policy issues. And the reason they were spirited, much as to Councilman Walton's comment, I echo that Tracy really is passionate and loyal and dedicated to this region and to her cause. And while there were often spirited debates, we never left on unfriendly terms. Everything was always respectful. And at the end of the day, we called each other colleagues and friends. It would be remiss of me not to also recognize Tracy's outstanding attendance record. There's a lot of meetings, and council members serve unpaid. And if you were to look at the minutes, you would see that rare is the day that Tracy Carluccio ever missed a council meeting in all these 16 years. So, Tracy, I will miss you, and I hope you'll stop in once in a while and buy a few apples so I can pay my farm credit mortgage. Thank you.
Any other council members at this time?
For Van Abs?
Yes, Dan.
So it is my understanding that the seat that Tracy Carluccio filled is the one that I am taking as of today. I want to think back to the original days. I was not on staff at the Highlands Council at that time, but I was working with the Highlands Council, basically on loan from the New Jersey Water Supply Authority. I knew Tracy, of course, through the environmental movement and the work that she was doing. It was a very stressful time during those first few years where the council was working up to the adoption of the regional master plan in 2008. And Tracy Carluccio was there in the thick of it all the time, working on the issues, working through the issues. And as a former staff person, I want to thank her for that, because all of the council members were such dedicated people during that period of time. Tracy and Kurt are the last of the two, and now Kurt is the lone standing original member. But thank you, Tracy, for everything that you did.
Thank you, Council Member Van Abs. Any other council members? Okay. Thank you, council members. I'm now going to ask our moderator to provide instructions for any members of the public who may wish to speak on this resolution acknowledging exiting Council Member Carluccio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Public, thank you.
Members of the public may now press *9 on their phones to raise their hand and be placed in the queue for comment. When it's your turn to speak, I'll identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number and your line will be unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. And when you're finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. Mr. Chairman, the first caller that I have is 1671. You are now unmuted.
Okay, 1671, please identify yourself for the record.
This is Julia Summers from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I cannot say how much we are going to miss Tracy. She has been truly the conscience of the New Jersey Highlands Council. She has been the godmother of the New Jersey Highlands. The regional master plan and all the things that have happened since it was approved would not be where it is today without her. She has defended the Highlands valiantly. And I think Mr. Walton very nicely said how important it is for everybody. We all learn from Tracy. We admire her tenacity. We wish we had her expertise. And we are all incredibly fortunate that she has served on the Highlands Council for so long. We wish her well. She'll be greatly missed. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thanks, Julia. Anyone else like to speak on this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have telephone number 4934. You are unmuted.
Okay, 4934. Please identify yourself.
One second, Mr. Chairman. The technology is not working. There we go.
Yes, this is Elliot Ruga, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And I don't want to repeat everything that Julia just said, but I want to recognize Tracy as being an uncompromising advocate for the natural resources of the Highlands. And frequently, that was a very lonely position that she was uncompromising in protecting. We appreciate that. Although Tracy cannot be replaced, at least we know we have a highly competent individual occupying that seat now, and that gives us a great deal of comfort. But Tracy has always been an inspiration to me, and she will be missed. And the only positive thing I could say is probably she's probably relieved to finally can leave the council and go on to other things. Tracy, we'll miss you, but I'll see you in other places. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm done.
Thank you, Elliot. Anyone else in the queue?
Yes, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. The number is 1079. You are now unmuted.
1079. Please identify yourself for the record.
The technology takes a second for it to unmute. Right. Zoom is...
1079. Please identify yourself for the record. Hello.
One second, Mr. Chairman. As many times as I select unmute, it is not doing so. Give it a second. Yeah, for whatever reason, Mr. Chairman, the technology is giving us issue. I have another caller. We'll get back to 1079. Your hand will remain raised, and I will attempt to work this out. The other number we have available is 5468.
Okay, 5468. Please identify yourself for the record.
Yeah, again, the unmute is not functioning, Mr. Chairman. One second, if I can have my team work on it for just 10 seconds.
Sure, take your time.
All right.
Herb, this is Lisa. If you
yes,
think
Lisa.
It would be helpful, potentially we could ask the people with whom you're having difficulty to hang up and call back in. Do you think that would help?
Not entirely certain, Lisa. The previous public comments. Oh, 1079
is now open.
Is now open.
Okay, 1079. Please identify yourself for the record.
My name is David Shope, and I really didn't intend to speak on this resolution. However, I will do so very, very quickly. Tracy Carluccio and I believe Elliot Ruga and Julia Summers are all paid environmentalists. This is what they do for a living. This is their perspective. It is not mine. That's the end of my comment.
Okay, thank you for your comment. And is 5468 available?
I'm attempting to unmute them once again.
Is there anyone else that's on the queue?
All right. There is nobody else on the queue, Mr. Chairman, and that number 5468 seems to have dropped out of the call.
Okay.
So well, I don't see anybody else who is in the queue at this time.
Okay, so if 5468 would like to speak on this, perhaps they can wait until the general comments at the end of the meeting.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will make sure that they're identified.
And there's no one else at this time, so hearing no additional comments from the public, Annette, please poll on this resolution.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Yes.
Councilmember James. Councilmember Sevetich.
With pleasure, yes.
Councilmember Van Abst.
Yes.
Councilmember Fazioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
I'm not sure she would want me to vote yes on her resolution, but I will vote yes nonetheless.
Chairman Richko.
Yes, and Councilmember Walton, I'm sure she would. And we're going to find out right now because Tracy, are you on the line? Would you like to say a few words or a lot of words? It's up to you, Tracy.
I'm on the line. Can you hear me, Carl?
We certainly can, yes.
Okay, great. My connection is not that great, so I hope I'll stay on for a couple minutes anyway. Well, I want to thank the council, and especially you, Chairman Richko, for this recognition. It's very kind, and I am deeply touched. I also want to acknowledge the selfless dedication of the members of this council. All of you have donated years of volunteer service, really committed to our charge of carrying out the Highlands Act, and I have tremendous respect for each and every one of you. I feel lucky to have served with all of you. And I welcome the well-qualified Dr. Van Abst to the hot seat. I also want to acknowledge our talented and highly committed staff and Director Lisa Plevin for their energetic and true commitment to the mission of the council. It's unparalleled. I also want to thank and acknowledge the public, the people who take part month in and month out and keep the council on its best behavior. Really, without the public, none of us would be here. The public made the Highlands Act, the Regional Master Plan, and today's meetings possible. And reflecting back on the many folks who created a place where the Highlands Act could really be made real, the Regional Master Plan could be crafted and implemented, I'm reminded that I had the honor of working with truly brilliant and inspirational people throughout the entire period of the 16 years I've been on the council, starting back in 2004 with Governor McGreevy. And the small part I've played has been an unmatched privilege for me, and I will always be thankful for being able to participate in fulfilling the tenets of the Highlands Act and realizing the dream of so many people, including those who worked so hard to get the act approved for years before 2004. The Highlands Act is one of the most important pieces of environmental legislation ever adopted in New Jersey, and one of its greatest accomplishments of any state because it's founded on the protection of water. And that's something we and all living creatures can't live without. It's about the connection of what we do and don't do on the 859,358 acres of the Highlands region that actually defines the water quality and the water abundance that we're working to protect. And that's why I feel restoration of the natural systems that comprise the Highlands need much more attention and should be a higher priority in the council's work today. And always I have felt that way over the years. That's what is at the bottom of all my complaints you've all listened to for so long. So thank you all for the privilege of working in this engaging and forever changing assignment. Thank you for your kind recognition today. And I'm truly grateful for this once in a lifetime opportunity. Thank you, Chairman Richko.
Well, thank you again, Tracy. And it's certainly been a pleasure working with you. I'm sure if we were in person, you would be getting a standing ovation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just have one last comment about Tracy, and that's that I did some research. I went back into the minutes 2005, 2006, and you and the members at that time put in a tremendous amount of time. We have one regular meeting now. You guys had sometimes five or six in a month. Your meetings lasted sometimes for the whole day. One of the minutes said about how you met in the morning, you had lunch together, and continued in the afternoon. So that great work that you and Kurt and all the other people that began in back in 2004, 2005, 2006 has set the stage for how well the Highlands Council has worked in the last 16 years. So again, thank you. We're certainly going to miss you, and I hope we see you soon. I'm now going to turn things over to Lisa Plevin for the Executive Director's report.
Mr. Chairman, this is Herb again. Can I interrupt for just one second? Mayor Doherty is on the line, and I would like Mayor Doherty to raise his hand by pressing star 9 so that we can then add him to all voting matters.
Okay, so Council Member Doherty, are you now on the line?
I need him to raise his hand by pressing star 9 on the call.
Mayor Doherty, press star 9. And just tell us you're here. Okay, let's continue.
All right.
And hopefully he'll join us.
Is it star 9 or pound at 9?
Star.
Star 9.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so Director's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of staff, I'd like to start out by echoing Chairman Richko's welcome to Councilmember Van Abs. We're very excited to start out involving him in key projects right away, and in fact, we've already done so. And I would like to extend my personal thanks to Councilmember Carluccio for all of her years of dedicated service to the council and to its important mission. So thank you very much on behalf of staff. Once again, I am happy to report that even though the Highlands Council office in Chester continues to remain closed due to COVID-19, the operations of the council continue at full capacity. There's a few items that I would like to highlight up front for the council today. First is the completion of a Warren County transportation study, which is mentioned in my written report, but is particularly noteworthy because it provides a great example of a regional planning partnership that advances local goals and regional master plan goals. When they released this report at their freeholder meeting last week, the county thanked the council for our partnership and for funding this study, which I think speaks directly to the progress we've made on plan conformance. Another project I'd like to highlight is the Highlands Economic Sustainability Plan. Just this past Monday, we sent out 40 invitations to prospective Technical Advisory Committee, or TAC, members, and we've already heard from over 20 of them confirming their participation. I also want to emphasize that substantial work continues on our efforts related to climate change. As you know, the 2018 Monitoring Program Recommendations Report included recommendations that have dovetailed well with the governor's executive orders related to climate change. Highlands Council staff is participating on the Interagency Council for Climate Resiliency and working on the development of the Climate Resilience Strategy, which we hope will be released early next year. Regarding budget updates, as you may have seen, on August 25th, Governor Murphy presented his proposal for the FY 2021 budget. The budget proposal included line items for both the Highlands Operating Budget and the Highlands Protection Fund, which are our plan conformance grants. Funding allocations in the proposal for both line items remain consistent with prior years, which is very good news considering the economic situation due to COVID-19. So I just want to highlight, I want to mention that this is the governor's proposed budget. It does have to be approved by the legislature prior to becoming law, so these numbers are subject to change. Additionally, I wanted to point out that, as you may know, the governor extended the 2020 fiscal year to September 30th, 2020, and therefore the new budget will not take effect until October 1st, 2020. As a result, the Highlands Council will not be finalizing and voting on a budget in October, as has been standard practice for the last several years. At this time, we anticipate that it may be possible to bring a budget resolution before the council at its January meeting. So regarding plan conformance updates, as you are aware, the council will be considering the plan conformance petition for Parsippany Troy Hills later in today's meeting. And as I mentioned earlier, Warren County completed a transportation study. The final draft of the Warren County Light Industrial Site Assessment was released by the county on September 9th of this year. Regarding municipally issued exemptions, since my prior report, we've been notified of the following exemptions. Califon Borough issued one exemption number 5, Lebanon Township issued one exemption number 2, Montville Township in Morris County issued one exemption number 5, Washington Township, Morris County, issued 2 exemption number 5s, and West Milford issued 25 exemption number 5s. For project review updates, staff has completed 2 planning area exemption reviews. The first is for a proposed mixed-use development in the town of Clinton, where the applicant is seeking an exemption number 4 for the redevelopment of multiple previously developed parcels, and Highlands Council staff found this project to be exempt. The second is for a project in Hackettstown, where the applicant is seeking an exemption number 4 for the construction of a cell tower facility within an existing gravel parking lot, and Highlands Council staff found that project exempt as well. Regarding water quality management plan amendment reviews, staff has initiated one review and completed another. In Denville, an applicant is seeking a site-specific amendment to the Northeast Water Quality Management Plan related to a proposed residential development, and that review is still in progress. In Chesterboro, an applicant is seeking a site-specific amendment to the Upper Raritan Water Quality Management Plan amendment. Water Quality Management Plan to accommodate a combination of residential and commercial development. And Highlands Council staff has found this project consistent with the regional master plan. In West Milford, the Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company is seeking an exemption number 11 to construct a new compressor station to support their existing 300 line. This is for a preservation area Highlands applicability determination. And this application is still under review by Highlands Council staff. Additionally, under water allocation permits, staff has completed one. Hello? Okay. For water allocation permits, staff has completed one permit review in Holland Township related to a residential development. And Highlands Council staff found this project consistent with the regional master plan with conditions. Regarding Highlands preservation area approvals, staff has completed one HPAA review for a project in Byram Township, where the applicant is proposing to restore agricultural fields to functional black duck habitat in conjunction with the Natural Resources Conservation Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and New Jersey Audubon. And Highlands Council staff found this project consistent with the goals of the Highlands Act and the Regional Master Plan. For OPRA update, we have responded to 3 OPRA requests since my last report. Documents were released relating to the Parsippany Plan Conformance application, a property in Mount Olive Township, and the Tennessee Gas Pipeline Project. And the next council meeting is scheduled for October 15th. And finally, Mr. Chairman, following any potential questions from the council, I will be recusing myself from the next agenda item and exiting the meeting due to the fact that I serve on the Parsippany Environmental Advisory Committee, which has commented on the Parsippany petition.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have questions for our executive director on her report? Here again, I'll ask our moderator to open council members' lines in case any of them would like to add anything or have a question for our director.
The lines are open.
Okay. Any council members?
Chairman Risco, Member
yes.
Vizioli here.
Yes.
I was just reminded by my War Department that I have a 5:30 commitment out of town, so I'll be signing off here as soon as she grabs me by the collar and pulls me out of here.
5:30? Well, hopefully we may be finished by then, but if not, we'll miss you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. All right. Any other council members have any questions or comments for our executive director? All right. Hearing none, we are now going to move on to the Plan Conformance Committee. At this time, we will have a report from the Plan Conformance Committee. I'll now turn the meeting over to Committee Chair, Council Member Dressler, for that report. Council Member Dressler.
Thank you, Chairman. Earlier this month, the Plan Conformance Committee met virtually, and we reviewed the documents that you all have in your packages for Parsippany Troy Hills. Staff explained to us what the situation was, and I'm going to ask them to do that now. The vote on the committee was unanimous to pass this resolution, and I'm going to ask, is Mary Jude there?
I am here.
Okay, Mary Jude, if you could give the council an overview as to what's happening on this resolution with Parsippany?
Certainly. Okay, thank you, Councilmember Dressler. So the petition has been brought by the Township of Parsippany Troy Hills, which is located in Morris County. The township has 16,223 acres in the planning area of the Highlands region. And the population of Parsippany is about 53,500, which I believe is the largest municipality by population in the region. The township is a suburban community. It has diverse residential neighborhoods, a substantial amount of commercial uses, and is intersected by a number of major roadways, Interstates 80, 280, and 287, State Routes 10, 46, 53, and 202, along with county roads, and a lot of local roads. But with all of that, approximately one-third of the township is categorized as open space and recreation. So the township had originally begun the plan conformance petition process in 2010, but after some time working back and forth, the petition stalled, and ultimately the township decided to suspend the process and rescinded their petition resolution. However, conversations have occurred between Highlands Council staff and representatives of the township over the last several years, and the township is now enthusiastically re-engaged in the Highlands Plan Conformance process. So in 2019, the Highlands Council adopted updated plan conformance procedures, and this actually is the first petition that has gone through the full petition process up to this point under those procedures. Basically, those procedures were updated to streamline some of the process and to take what we had learned from the years that we had been utilizing the previous set of procedures to make this hopefully run more smoothly, and we think that that's happened. So in 2018, the township launched their effort to adopt a new community master plan, and there was a lot of outreach to the community. They did a lot of work, and in 2020, January, they adopted their new master plan. And that master plan establishes a series of goals, strategies, and recommendations for the township's future. And what they did as part of their petition package is they compared their master plan with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And I'm happy to say that basically the two plans are in general alignment. So also as part of their petition package, they prepared a scope of work to do a future Highlands master plan element, which is one of the things that's required for planning conformance implementation. They identified the environmentally sensitive areas and the historic resources in the township. And they also identified potential redevelopment areas and areas in the township that they expected would be developed in some manner over the coming years. So in December, they passed their, they passed a resolution to petition the council for plan conformance. All of these pieces came together in the petition package. And because the township was so enthusiastic and so anxious to move forward, in April of this year, April 21st, the township adopted a planning area petition ordinance. Now, typically, the planning area petition ordinance is not adopted until after the petition has been approved by council. But the township was anxious to move forward, and we're very happy they did. And so they've already accomplished what would otherwise be the first step. So on July 7th, 2020, the council's staff deemed the petition complete. And on July 24th, 2020, we posted the petition package to the Highlands Council website for public comment, and that public comment period ended on August 24, 2020. We received a number of comments from township residents, from the Environmental Advisory Committee, from the Highlands Coalition, and from a nonprofit land preservation group called Wildlife Preserves. Each of those comments and then responses the comments were summarized, responses were provided, and those appear in the final consistency review and recommendations report at Appendix C that was in your packets and also was posted on our website. And I expect that there will be some members of the public who will want to address this petition. In addition to the consistency review and recommendations report, we also prepared and posted for review the draft implementation plan and schedule. Now, what that does is it details the plan conformance tasks that the township will be responsible for accomplishing as part of the implementation. Now, typically, when the council approves a petition, you typically also approve an implementation plan and schedule with allocation of funds. But because we are currently under a spending freeze, we can't do that. So instead, the draft implementation plan and schedule simply gives cost estimations of what we think those implementation items will be. It does not commit any funding at this time. So basically, staff will return to the council with a grant funding proposal once the spending freeze has been lifted. So staff's recommendation to the council is to approve the petition with conditions as is usual. And also the draft implementation plan and schedule, which again, just gives us an idea of what the cost will be over the years. It's not all gonna be funded at once, but over the number of years for implementation. Mm-hmm. And the items that are laid out in the implementation plan and schedule and that would be accomplished in order to bring the township into full conformance is adoption of a Highlands referral ordinance, adoption of the Highlands Environmental Resource Inventory, adoption of the Highlands Master Plan Element, which I mentioned the township has already developed a scope of work for that, adoption of the Highlands Land Use Ordinance and an updated zoning map, approval of their housing element and fair share plan, of which they were almost there, also preparation and approval of an updated stormwater management plan, and preparation and approval of a water use and conservation management plan. And with that initial work, they will be well along in their plan conformance procedures in conforming with both the Regional Master Plan and the Highlands Act. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Mary Jude and Member Dressler. Can I get a motion second to consider the resolution approval of the petition for plan conformance for the Township of Parsippany, Troy Hills, Morris County? We can have discussion after.
Moved
by Council Member Dressler. Need a second?
Seconded by my.
Okay, seconded by Council Member Savatich. We have a motion and second. Is there any council discussion?
I just want to, Chairman, I just want to thank Mary Jude and the staff for putting this together for me. This is the first meeting that I've chaired under the coronavirus conditions, and they were absolutely terrific. So I want to commend them on the work that they did on this.
Thank you, Member Dressler. Any other council members for this discussion?
Richard Bowden, I'd like to make a few comments.
Sure.
16 years ago, it's 16 years, when New Jersey was considering and passing the Highlands Act, our senators did so with the knowledge and understanding that the property owners in the Highlands region would be compensated for the lost value in their land. You know, I've said this before, and I still believe that they would have voted differently had they known here 16 years later that there would be no funding for compensation. Today, we're considering this resolution to approve a petition for plan conformance for Parsippany. Parsippany is 100% in a planning area, where approval of this resolution, according to the Act, will subject these lands to the restrictions imposed pursuant to this Act as to require a guarantee of just compensation. The Act also states that we, this council, shall have certain power, duties, and responsibilities, one of which is to identify and designate special areas in which development shall not occur, while recognizing the need to provide just compensation to the owners of those lands when appropriate, whether through acquisition, transfer, development rights programs, or other means or strategies. That's from the Act. Unlike the senators who voted for the Act, we know that the property owners will not be compensated for the loss in the value of the land, and therefore, I cannot in good conscience vote yes. But I'd like to add that the constitutions of both the United States and New Jersey provide that just compensation be paid when private property is taken for public use. I know that there are some on this call that would argue that the courts have decided that compensation is not required. This is the same argument that was used to defend slavery and deny women the right to vote. I'd like to add that I'm passionate about environmental protection and property rights. We can protect both, but I will be voting no on this resolution. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Council Member Voden. Any other council members would like to add to this discussion?
Council Member Olstead would like to speak.
Yes, Council Member Olstead.
Hi, Mary Jude and Committee Chair Dressler. I appreciate all the comments. I had a couple questions. Does Parsippany have any center designations identified?
Mary Jude.
Yes, I'm here. So, no, Kurt, the township has not requested any center designations.
Okay. And are there any transit hubs that have been identified?
At this point, no. However, that is typically done with New Jersey Transit. That's not to say that that couldn't be something that would be pursued.
Okay. And how about receiving areas for TDR credits?
We have not addressed the TDR program with the township. We can. It's not something that was included in the implementation plan and schedule, although it's certainly something that it could be considered because, as I said, the townships have identified potential redevelopment areas.
I did recognize that in the documents that they've identified some significant grant monies to look at redevelopment. I'm concerned that that Parsippany within the Highlands region, given its volume of population, given its transportation network, doesn't have any center designations, doesn't have any transit hubs, or there's not a conversation occurring to really specifically look at that. There's a train station in Mount Tabor, there's ones nearby in Boone and in Mountain Lakes, albeit that's not in Parsippany, but the Route 46 corridor has very active bus lines on it, and I'm thinking that that should be something that really should be explored. And many years ago, we considered Hackettstown's conformance application, and at your initial submission did not include receiving potential for TDR. The original act states that we're going to identify receiving zones for TDR credits within our region, and I don't know how we objectively consider a parsippany without thinking about receiving area being identified there. And so those are concerns that I have, and they would cause me to pause on an affirmative vote if some of those things weren't addressed.
May I speak
yes,
to
please.
Kurt's concern? So I understand what you're saying, Kurt, and this obviously is just the very beginning. This is the petition to approve going forward. There's lots of opportunity to have continued discussions with the township to see whether or not a center designation might be appropriate and whether or not there is an opportunity for TDR. This is really although we've had good conversations with the township, this is really an opportunity for us to continue those and to build on that.
Kurt?
Thank you.
Kurt, it's Mike Dressler. If this resolution doesn't pass, then you know there are no more discussions with Parsippany from what I understand. We have to pass this resolution in order to get to the next stage. So the question, your questions, your observations are good, but they may be a little premature at this point because this doesn't indicate that we've gotten to that position at this point.
I appreciate that, Michael. And I guess my concern is the $500,000 price tag. If this was a stepping stone without a significant price tag and we were going to continue to have these discussions as part of plan conformance, I would be comfortable. But I deliberately voted against Hackettstown until they added a component to at least agree to review the potential for being a receiving area. And I think that Parsippany needs to do the same. I don't know how we agreed to spend $500,000 without recognizing the position that Parsippany plays in our region and the responsibility, frankly, I think they have to recognize that there needs to be some acceptance of potential growth given the infrastructure that exists there, given the transportation network that is there in the crossroads of.
All right, Chairman?
Who's speaking?
It's Mike Dressler.
Yes, Mike.
I'd like to ask council what the procedure is at this point to table this resolution.
Mr. Chairman, the member Vizioli here. I'm going to have to meet my commitment, so I'm going to have to leave the meeting now. But
okay.
Thank you.
Right. Hold on a second, Chair.
Don't go anywhere yet, please.
All right. I hear at least two negative votes on this.
Right, that's why I want to table. Chairman?
Yes.
Chairman, you know, I realize that this is not going to pass today. I want to table it. You know, we can all count, and we don't have the votes necessary with the amount of members that are there tonight.
Okay. I'll ask our legal people, we're going to have a motion to table. So is that permissible at this point? Christine?
Yeah, can you hear me? Am I muted?
Oh,
okay. Yes, my understanding is that is permissible to make that motion to table the resolution for the next meeting.
Okay, I'm going to ask someone to make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right.
I second the judge's motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, moved by Councilmember Dressler, seconded by Councilmember Walton to table this resolution. And any discussion? Hearing none.
Yes, Member Van Epps here.
Yes.
We can certainly table the discussion until the next meeting, but if there is to be a change to the resolution or to the expectations, then we should recognize that would have to go out, as my understanding, to public comment again. Thank you.
That, as far as I know, that is correct.
Yes.
All right. So we'll work on that in the meantime. So anyone else from the council have a comment on this motion to table? All right, hearing none. Annette, please poll on the motion
Carl?
To table this resolution.
Carl?
Yes.
It's Kurt. I'm sorry. I've been trying to unmute. So technically, we're not even supposed to debate a motion to table, but
yes.
I just like to say that I think it's important that we at least allow for any final discussion amongst council members tonight about this resolution before we table it, so that we can take this back to our staff, possibly make some enhancements, and maybe there might be value in also hearing from the public regarding this resolution, and maybe that saves us some time later on.
Okay, but here's the problem with that if we do continue with the resolution and we open it up to the public, I guess we could make the motion then to table, but I will ask Council Member Dressler if he would like to wait, and also the second, Walton, do you want to wait until after public comment? Or do you want to just at this point continue the motion to table?
I think we should table the motion and accept any public comment at the end of the meeting when we take public comment. If somebody has something to chime in about the participating resolution,
okay.
I think it's really do so at that time.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. So, and Council Member Dressler, do you agree with that?
That's perfect.
Okay, so we will now have the vote for to table this motion. So Annette, please poll.
Member Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James. Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Reluctantly, yes.
Excuse me. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
No.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes, also reluctantly, yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to sign off at this time.
Yes, thank you for waiting around for that vote. Thank you,
no problem.
Council
thank
Member
you. Have
Vizioli
a good day, folks.
Will now be leaving the meeting. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
We did have Mayor Soriano of Parsippany Troy Hills. He had requested an opportunity to address the council. As chairman, I'm going to allow him to make a comment at this point. Mayor Soriano, are you on the line?
One second, Mr. Chairman. Let me unmute Mayor Soriano. Mr. Mayor, once I click unmute, you will hear a prompt. Please dial *6 to unmute.
Mayor Soriano, are you on the line? Mayor Soriano?
Due to the change of the program,
yes.
Zoom now no longer allows you to unmute a person without their consent. And therefore, there's
a delay.
A delay and a requirement for *6 to be used by the person wishing to make a comment. I will clearly list this.
Okay.
Mayor Soriano is now on the line.
All right, Mayor Soriano.
The wonders of 2020 technology.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to speak. For the record, again, my name is Michael Soriano. I'm the mayor of the township of Parsippany Troy Hills. And first of all, as Mary Jude was saying, we are one of the largest municipalities by population in the Highlands region, actually the largest. And I have always believed that Parsippany needs to be a leader in furthering the mission of the Highlands Protection Act. Frankly, our region doesn't get enough credit for its natural beauty and the seriousness of which we take the protection of our natural resources. Now, this past Tuesday, marks the one-year anniversary of the passing of Parsippany's beloved mayor, Nene Letts, who was instrumental in the creation of the Highlands Council and served with distinction. And when I was a candidate for office in 2017, she made me promise that I would do everything I could to get Parsippany in conformance with the Highlands Council. And it's something she made me repeat again when I got sworn in and she came to visit me in my office a mere 2 weeks after being in office. I intend to make sure that promise is met. It's been a priority in my administration since day one. And I really would like to thank the hardworking staff of the Highlands Council and how they'll, you know, continuing their work with the township staff and professionals to make Parsippany a shining example of Highlands conformance. And about the professional staff, what a beautiful thing to be able to do something you're passionate about and love as part of your career. I think that's a wonderful thing and should be celebrated. So thank you very much. Now, I am a little disappointed this is being tabled, but we will do what we can to show you the wisdom of that. And I'd like to point out, you said Mount Tabor having a transportation hub. I just want to make sure you understand, Mount Tabor is part of Parsippany, that was said before. But I really want to thank Chairman Reichko for having us speak, and Councilmember Dressler as well for his work on this. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Mayor. And as you know, we will again deal with the resolution at a future meeting. So thanks for your comments. Okay. At this time, we will have a report from the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. I'll now turn the meeting over to Committee Chair Walton for that report.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. The Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee met Monday, August 24th, again via conference call to discuss several open space applications. I'd just like to note that from the time we've started to today, we have provided over $27 million to landowners. I know many will point out that it's pennies on the dollar for what the land might have been worth, but it is still real money in real people's pockets. And to that end, we've leveraged almost $4.5 million in Federal Highlands Coalition Act funds and preserved over 2,500 acres. So it's a pretty substantial record of land preservation and landowner compensation in that brief time that we've been operating. And I just want to thank everybody that supported these efforts. So on the agenda for tonight is a resolution supporting the purchase of several applications for open space purchasing. We received 14 applications that qualified for funding and 13 under the HCA grant. We selected 12 projects and one project for HCC credits. So in total, we have 13 projects that we're purchasing. A couple notes on these projects. Part of our discussion about the projects was the cost. And it was noted that some of these properties were a little higher in their per acre cost than what many of us might have been used to in making open space acquisitions. And part of that we discussed is that one, the low-hanging fruit is all gone. So all of the easy properties to preserve have been preserved, and now we're trying to get the last little bits that might be available on the market. Two, given the dynamics of New York City and events of late in COVID-19, we're seeing again, development pressure and home buying in our part of the state. So these things will only escalate prices as we move forward. So if some of these prices give you pause, it gave us pause too. Nonetheless, we decided to move forward. And again, the 12 open space purchases are making use of the federal grant where the Highlands Council acts as the aggregator for municipal and county and other open space partners to leverage the grant money against their half of the purchase. So with that, I would like us to, I will move the resolution for approval and ask that it get seconded and supported by the council.
Okay, before we go on, I just wanna make sure that Lisa Plevin, our executive director, has rejoined the meeting. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am on the line, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. James Humphreys, our Director of Planning and Science, Council Member Walton, did you want him to say a few words about this resolution? Hello?
This is James here. There's not really much to add. Council Member Walton basically summarized the entire situation. I would just repeat that all of the money on the Highlands Council's side of these applications is coming from the federal grant. The Highlands Council is putting in none of its own money. The only money that's being matched is from outside sources.
Okay, thank you, James. And so we have a motion by Council Member Walton, and we need a second.
Richie Bowden, I'll second that.
Okay, Council Member Bowden has seconded it. Any other discussion on this resolution, which will be the approval of applications under the Highlands Open Space Partnership Funding Program? Any other discussion from the council members? Okay, hearing none. This is a voting matter with public comment, so we will now hear from members of the public on this resolution. Herb, if you could, please remind members of the public how to comment.
Members of the public may now press *9 on their phones to raise their hands and be placed in a queue for comment. When it's your turn to speak, I will identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number and click unmute. You will then be required to press *6 to confirm that you will be unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes.
Okay, so if anyone would like to speak on this resolution, please call in or hit *9. Do we have anyone in the queue at this point?
I have one in the queue at this point. The last four digits are 1671. As a reminder, please press *6 to unmute yourself.
Okay, 1671, please identify yourself for the record and you may begin.
This is Julia Summers from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. There's quite a number of parcels that are being supported through this program this time, and I suspect some people have waited a long time very patiently for this to happen. The Highlands Coalition certainly supports this. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Is there anyone else in the queue?
Mr. Chairman, at this point, I do not see anyone else in the queue. As a reminder, you first hit *9 if you're interested in making a comment on this resolution.
Okay, we'll wait a few seconds to see if anyone else would like to speak.
Mr. Chairman, I see no additional people requesting to speak on this matter.
Okay, hearing no other comments, do any council members have further comment? Hearing none, Annette, please poll on this resolution.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway. Councilmember Holtaway.
Let's come back to him.
Okay. Councilmember James. He's absent. Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abb.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli, he left. Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Richko?
Yes. Is Councilmember Holtaway, are you
there?
I
am. My phone decided to reboot all by itself, so I vote yes.
Okay, right. We have 9 votes.
We have 9 votes. Okay, so we're set with that. All right, we move on to old and new business. Does any member of the council have old or new business they would like to discuss?
Chairman, I do, if I may.
Okay, Council Member Walton?
Yes. So, Several weeks ago, I saw in the news a report about a Toms River councilwoman who had said something to the effect of she wished that Toms River would be a more diverse and inclusive community. And this is, in today's day and age, fairly boilerplate, normal words that corporations, sports teams, towns say with regularity. It's almost as commonplace as have a nice day. And yet the pushback that she got was disturbing. She received a very profane-laced racist letter. She received a lot of blowback online. And it was, to say the least, kind of surprising in this day and age and in New Jersey. And you put that in context with what we've been going through since the George Floyd murder. It makes me pause and think about lots of things. But one thing that struck me odd was a recent submission from one of our communities in a letter about an issue before the Highlands Council this summer. And in their letter, they said, we wish to maintain the character of our community. And we've all heard that term a thousand times in talking about land use and quality of life in our small towns. But for some reason, this time around, it just fell on my ear differently. What does it mean, character? They didn't say we want to maintain the architectural aesthetic of our community, the school population, the traffic volume. They said character of our community. And again, it just hit my ear differently. I remember Mount Laurel, the decisions that we've all been living with, first one in 75, I think the next one in 83, that where Mount Laurel was found to purposely be discriminating against city dwellers who wanted to come into the suburbs. And the Supreme Court of the state of New Jersey said that is wrong. You can't do this. And it is so egregiously wrong that we're going to make all the towns in New Jersey build affordable housing. And here we are nearly 50 years later. And those same impulses still seem to be prevalent amongst people in our state. And I guess I look at our environmental ordinances and laws, you know, septic density rules, 10-acre zoning, the Highlands Act. And I know that the impetus for these rules and laws are to preserve our open space. But I wonder if they've had an adverse effect too. And have they made the northwest part of our state less diverse? In other words, you know, we've been trying to keep the Highlands green, but have these rules really just kept it white? And I don't have an answer for that, but I'm worried it has. And I think that we as the Highlands Council, who have a broad charge to look at all sorts of land use issues in the Highlands, should look at what race and the racial makeup of the Highlands has been in the wake of Mount Laurel, the Highlands Act, the proliferation of environmental rules and other factors, and see, have we had the unintentional effect of keeping our part of the state less diverse? I don't believe anybody that from our environmental advocates that show up have a racial bone in their body. They strike me as being sincere in their beliefs about protecting the environment. I'm just worried that maybe the effect has been something we didn't intend. And I think we've got to look at it.
Oh, thank you for your comments. You know, of course, our main goal of the Highlands Council of the Highlands Act is the preservation of the water resources. What you bring up is interesting. I've never thought of that, but that's something that we should all be thinking of. Anyone else from the council have any old or new business? All right. We now open the meeting for any general public comments. Herb, will you please provide instructions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public may now press *9 on their phones to raise their hands and be placed in a queue for comment. When it is your turn to speak, I will identify you by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. At that time, you will have to dial *6 and your line will be unmuted. Please begin your comments by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please be advised that if you go over the 3-minute limit, you will be placed on mute.
Okay, so
I have one. I have several, actually. The first, Mr. Chairman, is the individual that we were unable to call on last time. 5468, please dial *6 to unmute yourself.
5468, please identify yourself for the record. Are you there?
Not as of yet. They have not yet dialed *6 to unmute themselves.
5468.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Wilma Fry. I'm on leave from New Jersey Conservation Foundation at this specific time, but I wanted to give my thank you to Tracy Carluccio, who has served so long and so faithfully on the council. I was there at the very beginning. We had all kinds of water planning committee meetings and everything. It was very intense work, and I just want to thank her from the bottom of my heart for working so hard, so long, with such persistence and such devotion and attention and dedication and passion and brilliance to defend the Highlands and to try to keep it be the green and watershed place that we know. I think Julia Summers made a lovely tribute, which I cannot compare with, but I just want to thank Tracy so much for her work that she did, and we will miss her very much. I hope that I will see Tracy in some other venues, perhaps fighting some other fights. Thank you, Tracy, from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Wilma, for your comments. Anyone else in the queue?
Mr. Chairman, we have 4934. Please dial *6 to unmute yourself. 4934.
4934, please identify yourself for the record. 4934.
Yes, this is Elliot Ruga, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I just want to quickly say that I very much appreciate Council Member Walton's concerns about how we must look at diversity in the Highlands, and I think that is something that needs to be explored, and I support him on that topic. But that's not what I had originally meant to comment about. I wanted to comment in response to Council Member Bowden's characterization that planning area conformance is tantamount to coming under the preservation area rules of the Department of Environmental Protection. I think that is an incorrect characterization, because planning area conformance is implemented through municipal ordinance, and there is no heavy hand of the state involved. The Highlands Council really just merely acts as provides guidance and financial support, but it is entirely the municipality's decision whether or not to conform, and regulations that change, the adoption of the land use capability maps, are implemented through municipal ordinance. And where else in this home rule state, in the state of New Jersey, are landowners compensated when a municipality changes their zoning? It is incorrect to say that this is coming under, as if you're coming under state policy. I just wanted to clarify that. And New Jersey Highlands Coalition very much supports Parsippany's decision to conform, and we wish them well in that regard. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Elliot. Moderator, who else is in the queue?
Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder, if you wish to make a public comment, please dial *9. The next in the queue is 1079. Please dial *6 to unmute yourself.
1079. Please identify yourself for the record. I think that's Mr. Shope.
My name is David Shope, and I'd like to comment on a few things. I'm glad to see that Dan Van Abs is now on your within reach, because his involvement with this North Jersey land deal is goes way back. As a matter of fact, I would not be surprised to hear that he was involved in the North Jersey District Water Supply Commission's report made back way back when, that unless something was done in the Highlands, $30.3 billion would be spent in additional water treatment costs by 2054. I would like to see a copy of that report, and I would like Dan Van Abs to dig through his files and find a copy of that report, which of course would include the names of the authors and their CVs. It must exist somewhere, because it was cited in the on the Highlands Task Force Action Plan of 2004. It was specifically cited in the Highlands Task Force Action Plan, and it was a basis for the Highlands Act. It is, as far as I'm concerned, the original sin. However, the original sin does not seem to exist. I have here a letter from the New Jersey State Legislature Office of Legislative Services commenting on their exhaustive search for this document, and they say it doesn't exist. And you have a copy of this document dated June 15, 2012. It was addressed to Senator Steve Araujo. So find a copy of this document, which is the basis for all of this, the basis for this property theft, the basis for spending millions of dollars a year on your staff who earns their bread and butter that way. It supports those who call themselves environmentalists, because without this, they would not have a platform to stand on. So let's have a copy of it. And as far as what Rob Walton said, I agree wholeheartedly, except I'm a little more skeptical than he is. I think this was one of the intents of the plan. Let's keep this part of New Jersey really white for the beautiful people. And the beautiful people will have their wishes represented by
15 seconds.
The beautiful people will have their coffers filled from time to time by those who want to keep this part of New Jersey lily white. Have a nice day.
Okay. Who else is in the queue?
We have 1671. Please dial *6 to unmute yourself. 1671.
Okay, 1671. Please identify yourself.
This is Julia Summers from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I want to reflect on, it's really a shame that Council Member Bruce James is not here today. Maybe he's not here because it would be too upsetting to reflect on Kathleen Caron's passing. I know that he was dearly fond of her, but Kathleen really served this state and her county extraordinarily well. And there was no nicer person in the world, as people had said earlier, than Kathleen Caron. She will be much missed. Then the other thing I wanted to say was, wow, it took a while, but thank goodness Dr. Van Abs is now finally a council member. I think it took over 3 years from when he was first nominated, and then we came to the end of a legislative session, and then he was nominated again. And thank you for hanging in there and not moving to another state or something, Dr. Van Abs. It's really, the council is very fortunate to have you, and I look forward to listening to you many times in the future. The Highlands is lucky. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Who else is in the queue?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, there are no additional people in the queue.
Okay. So we'll close the public comments. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Councilmember Dressler. We need a second. Moved by Councilmember. We need a second.
This is Holtaway. I'll second that.
Okay, there's like three of them. I'll pick Councilmember Holtaway second. Before we vote, I just want to thank everyone for their patience. I know this is not an easy process, but something that we do have to do.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Before you dismiss, Mr. Chairman, there is one additional person with their hand up that raised it quite late. If you would like to take that public comment.
All right, this will be the last one. Okay, yes.
One second. All right. The number is 5667. Please press star 6.
5667. Would you please identify yourself?
Please press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Nicholas Homiak from Lake Hiawatha.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully the council will come to their senses about Parsippany. And I think what Parsippany is looking for is to aid us against senseless development and a planning board not being dominated by corporate developer rights, but by municipal and grassroots rights. And I witnessed in this town what happened during the Waterview fiasco, filling auditoriums with hundreds of people, getting a final no vote, only to have it betrayed and the development happen anyway. The character of the neighborhood was destroyed. Studies ignored, like the Troy Brooks study ignored. Parsippany has been a victim of suburban sprawl since its inception. And our landscape is dominated with vacant facilities. We already are a de facto transfer station for housing because we're going to have the housing anyway, but we don't have the science as between where you're going to live, where you're going to work, but yet all these new housing developments are going to take place where only 20% affordable. The whole system is a giveaway to private interest. But we need to preserve our sense of home and our sense of neighborhood character. And I think Parsippany's solution is the experts on the Highlands Council, the science that can help us prevent more senseless developments. And I'm looking forward to the new comment period to instill the fact that Parsippany does need Highlands conformance. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Nicholas. We do have a motion to adjourn moved by Council Member Dressler, seconded by Council Member Holtaway. As I said before, I just want to thank everyone for their patience during the meeting. I know this is not an easy process, but we're getting through it, and we're continuing to do the work of the Highlands Council. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
The September 17, 2020 meeting of the Highlands Council is now adjourned. Everyone, please stay safe.